All right, thank you to everybody.
It's Tuesday, September 5th. You're very welcome to Morning Focus with myself, Cian O'Shiacombe. Coming up on this morning's programme, the first meeting regarding the proposed demilitarisation of Shannon Airport to take place this week. We hear from both sides. Great success for County Clare in the National Tidy Towns competition. We hear from some of those involved. And is badly judged government intervention the biggest threat to the property market in Ireland? 1850 400 964 is the number if you'd like to give us a call this morning. You can text the word Clare FM, followed by your comment, followed by your name to 53131. Or you can email us, focus@clarefm.ie. First, we'll go over to the Clare FM news desk and join John Cook.
Thanks, Cian. A very good morning. Two men have been arrested in Kildysert in connection with Sunday's serious assault, which left a 33-year-old father of five in a critical condition in hospital. The men aged 21 and 33 were arrested in the Kildysert area this morning and are being detained by Gardaí in Kilrush under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Vincent Heher from Kildysert, but residing in England, is in a critical condition since an altercation outside a pub in Kildysert on Sunday night. Clare FM's Aisling Casey reports.
The first arrest was made after 8 o'clock this morning when a suspect aged 33 was arrested in Kildysert. The second arrest was also made in the Kildysert area at 9.45 when a 21-year-old man was taken to Kilrush Garda Station for questioning. Both men are being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be held for up to 12 hours. Publican Vincent Hare, originally from Glencanaughn, Kildysert, but residing in England, remains critical in the ICU at Ennis General Hospital, having suffered serious head injuries in an altercation on the main street in Kildysert. Dysart on Sunday night. It's believed up to four people may have been involved in the incident.
40 new Gardaí are being allocated to Shannon Airport to protect it from the threat of anti-war activists. Protesters acquitted of criminally damaging a US plane at Shannon earlier in the summer vowed to close down the airport in protest at the presence of US military personnel, resulting in a heightened security presence mounted by Gardaí. These patrols were staffed by Gardaí from counties Galway, Mayo and Roscommon, but Chief Superintendent Liam Quinn says those plans weren't sustainable. In addition to the extra 40 Gardaí for Shannon, 9 Gardaí will replace retiring members of the force throughout the county, with one extra Garda for the 6 Mile Bridge and Newmarket on Fergus areas. Clare Fine Gael TD Pat Breen says it's a welcome boost to local Garda resources and feels the major allocation of Gardaí to Shannon Airport is appropriate.
The airport is a focal point, an international departures area for passengers. It's important that we have a secure airport. Obviously, these Gardaí will be there for a certain period of time, and that will be reviewed from time to time. And hopefully that some of these Gardaí could be retained in the county.
Child killer Ian Huntley has been found unconscious in his jail cell after taking a suspected overdose. It's reported he's had his stomach pumped after being found early this morning at Wakefield Prison in West Yorkshire. Staff attempted resuscitation and the Soham murderer is now under heavy sedation in hospital. Juliet Lyons is director of Britain's Prison Reform Trust.
What you have to remember is that prisons are not hospitals. They're very short-staffed and very few are trained in terms of suicide prevention and mental health work.
Two people have reportedly died after a bomb went off in Lebanon. A senior intelligence officer is thought to have been wounded in the blast in the city of Sidon. A motive for the attack isn't yet clear. Back home, over 100 acres of land is to be opened up in Shannon for houses and commercial development. Clare County Council made the decision to release the land to cope with the increasing population needs in the Shannon area. It's hoped the land will go to tender early next year, with construction beginning in 12 months. The building of the new multi-million euro road network project in the area is expected to get underway this November. Mayor of Shannon, Tony McMahon, says many people have been moving out of the area and he's hoping new developments will reverse that trend.
A lot of young people are leaving Shannon to go and live outside of the town of Shannon. And, you know, with the development that this will encourage in the Shannon area now, we hope that that's a trend that it will have an impact on. The roads that has been outlined is, it's good, it's a major road, you know, and there's going to be footpaths and cycle lanes, you know, adjacent to sea in Shannon in the future.
Finally, for now, the price of fuel could start dropping as crude oil costs fall. It fell to under $68 a barrel yesterday before rising again to $68.10 this morning. It could go up again, though, due to fears over the Iranian nuclear dispute.
Clare FM's weather is brought to you by Midwest FSG, Quinn Road Business Park, Ennis, at the hearth of every home.
Drizzle and fog will persist near the coast this morning, but it will become dry inland with some bright spells. It'll be warm and close with temperatures reaching 19 to 22 degrees. A more detailed forecast is available from Met Éireann on Weather Dial on 1550 123 850. Calls cost 95 cents per minute.
Clare FM's weather was brought to you by Midwest FSG, Quinn Road Business Park, Ennis. Total home heating solutions.
That's Clare FM News for now. We'll have the latest on these stories and more in our news at 11. But now it's back to Morning Focus. And to you, Cian.
Call the open forum now
on 1850 400 964.
Thank you very much indeed, John. You can also text the word Clare FM, followed by your comment, followed by your name, to 53131. Now, the first meeting with regard to the demilitarisation campaign regarding Shannon Airport is to take place this Thursday. And as we just heard in the news, 40 new Gardaí are being allocated to the airport to protect it from the threat of anti-war activists. We're joined on the line by Kieran O'Reilly of Anti-War Ireland and also by Councillor Peter Constein of Fianna Fáil. Kieran, tell us what exactly will be going on at this meeting taking place in Dublin this Thursday.
I'm actually from the Catholic Worker Movement, but it's been hosted by Anti-War Ireland, an Ireland-wide network of anti-war groups and people. And it's one of three. We'll be also speaking in Derry next Monday and Belfast next Tuesday. And it's looking at what the acquittal meant when the government spent so much money on trying to put us in prison for our non-violent disarmament at Shannon and could not convince one juror that what we did there was wrong, and what that means in terms of the mandate we now have to demilitarise the airport, and a general call out for people to commit themselves to civil disobedience and supporting civil disobedience in an attempt to demilitarise the airport. So following these meetings, we'll have a sense of whether we're heading to the 100 people we think we need. And if we feel confident about that, we will be holding a press conference and giving the government an ultimatum to demilitarise the airport and return it to civilian status. We'll also be heading down to Shannon in a publicised way the weekend before All Souls, hopefully in the company of some US military veterans from this war, some who would have passed through Shannon on their way to Iraq, to remember their dead and the dead of Iraq.
Would you call the acquittal by the jury a mandate, though? Would you define it? Just explain how you define it as a mandate.
Well, the jury system is basic to democratic process in the sense that people are randomly chosen from the street who are not connected with the incident, and then they have to listen to, you know, the prosecution and the defence arguments and then come to a conclusion. And in Dublin, apparently only 3% of criminal trials in Dublin and in unanimous acquittal. So this is quite a mandate from people randomly selected from the streets. And this government has ignored, of course, 100,000 people who marched on February the 15th in 2003, calling for Ireland to withdraw their support from the US and British war on Iraq. So it's been not a failure of the movement, it's been a failure of representative democracy in Ireland thus far.
Councillor, I'd imagine you take issue with that use of the phrase mandate.
Seriously, sure, and it's a pretty a la carte interpretation of what mandate means. The political mandate given to any group or organisation or a political party in this country, these people seem to forget that we are living in a democracy, even though they espouse their own a la carte version of democracy. I have no problem with people meeting and talking and taking and having particular views on whatever issue, let it be local, national or international, but we do live in a democracy. I would like to see what kind of issues are other than this continuous arguing about Shannon, what other issues they have. But certainly describing a jury acquittal as a mandate from the people of Ireland to do whatever they threaten to do. I mean, so issuing an ultimatum to a government like this, in my estimation, almost bordering on anarchy. And I don't think any reasonable democrat or democracy could tolerate that type of situation. And as for the impact on the Iraq war, what has happened in Shannon over the last number of years, and now that there is a UN mandate, the UN mandate exists, and the Irish government are, as I've said to your program before, we're operating with a friendly country. In the process that has gone on in Shannon for the last 50 years, the impact on Iraq itself by the actions of these people in Shannon has had not one iota of impact in actually in Iraq itself. All it meant is it transferred, and I know they don't like this word business, but it did transfer business and potential jobs in different economies to both Prestwick and Han, with the obvious knock-on effect on Shannon and in the immediate area. And interestingly, listening to your news at 10 o'clock there, the 40 Gardaí that are being deployed to, in Shannon to protect the properly mandated, democratically mandated government policy of this country, that 40 Gardaí could be, I'm sure, much better deployed in local communities throughout the country. There is a lot of antisocial behaviour going on at the moment in towns and villages all over the country. That 40 Gardaí could be better employed, in my estimation, looking after those various communities. But basically, I have no problem with these people having their meetings and doing whatever they see fit to do. But I mean, we have a process, a democratic process in this country. Let them put themselves before the people. Let them put up candidates. Let this gentleman, Kieran O'Reilly, whoever he is, let him put himself before the people for election, whether it be Shannon, Clare, Dublin, or wherever. And let him see what the people of Ireland think. And if they do succeed in changing the ideas of the current government or any potential future government, then so be it. We are a democratic nation. I am a democrat and I will abide by that. But until such time as these people stand for election, get a proper democratic mandate, I'm afraid that they're flying in the face of all that is good and holy in basic democracy.
Would that be an option, Kieran O'Reilly?
Well, I'm a Christian. I don't vote because of that. And I don't see voting as very significant to democratic culture. I see things more like free speech, etc. This government ignored the popular will of its people in opposing this war. This government then ignored, you know, the Taoiseach actually cynically reflected on 100,000 people marching through the streets of O'Connell Street in February 2003. Thank you for supporting my government, you know, and its complicity in a war that Kofi Annan had declared illegal, an invasion, and the Pope immoral, and now most military experts unwinnable. And most of the young Americans who died there, over 2,500, and most who are carrying injuries for the rest of their lives, including amputations and loss of sane mind, passed through that small departure lounge at Shannon to their deaths and also to kill other people. So this is a very dramatic situation. You know, I don't have confidence in a system in America where George Bush's brother appointed him president by deregistering black voters in Florida and then getting one vote on the Supreme Court to put him into power. So I have no confidence in that kind of process. I do have confidence in democratic practice. And part of it, actually, in the United States, where I lived for 4 years, part of it is recognizing the significance that civil disobedience has played in the United States in particular in bringing about the end of slavery and bringing about suffrage for women and civil rights for blacks in the 1960s. And that is a democratic tradition we'll be identifying with. And we would rather the government demilitarize Shannon. And we have yet to make that statement. And I don't know what 40 guards are doing down at Shannon or the Irish Army when we clearly said that we will have a press conference in September and to give the government a month to demilitarize. We won't be down there in numbers before that. So I think it's a waste of, Garda resources. I've got nothing against the guards, but most of my interactions with them over the last 4 years living in Ireland and at the electric picnic on the weekend have always been pretty good, you know. So I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't my decision to send these 40 guards down there or the Irish Army. I think that's a waste of resources. We haven't even yet. We will give the government a month, and we hope the government will demilitarize the airport. If they fail to do that, we will close it down.
Yeah, no, I find this outrageous.
On your
local radio.
Just let him speak, Kieran.
Does not believe in democracy, gives our national government a month to make up their mind. This man, if he has any kind of intellectual or political gumption in him at all, the least he could do is put himself forward before the people, let the people decide. He has now said he doesn't believe in democracy, so he believes in total anarchy. So are we to kind of take that when a national government is formed by the will of the majority of the people of a democratic country, that any group that wishes to parade up down O'Connell Street in Ennis or O'Connell Street in Dublin can willy-nilly change government policy governments are elected in democracies by the will of the people based on the policies they present to the people. Now, like it or lump it, this gentleman, Kieran O'Reilly, and he says in one foot that he doesn't believe in democracy, and in the next sentence he's espousing the undemocratic process that went on in America. I know nothing about what went on in America in the political scene there. My interest is solely Irish-based, and it is solely and absolutely based on the interests of where I am elected to represent the people of County Clare, and particularly the people of Ennis and the Shannon area. I find it extraordinary that our local radio could even... we live in a democracy, so we have to allow people to speak their mind.
But
if he wishes to change the policy of the Irish government, let him stand for election, or let the people whom he supports, or who supports him, I don't know who supports him, or I'm not aware of anybody, and a lot of my friends and a lot of people who support the political party that I support went in that march at that particular time, because we are absolutely against the notion of war. Nobody that I know of contributes to the notion of war or the massacre of people. But there are situations that are taken internationally, democratically, by democratic nations that we support, and I do support that notion.
Okay, will you go into a bit more detail for us, Kieran, on the non-violent direct action that is going to be taken?
I'm cutting across here. Would you also ask that gentleman, who paid for the damage that was done in Shannon Airport to the property of Arienta?
It's an American bill, $2.5 million.
It's not an American bill, it's an Irish bill.
That is a lie and a piece of slander, along with the lie that we assaulted and hospitalized a guard in the hangar. That guard was on the stand three times.
I'm not talking about the guard, I'm talking about the damage that was done to the area of property.
And said that we comforted him during a stress attack. Now, that lie was made by Seamus Brennan.
Just one at a time, one at a time.
I don't wish to get into a barony, Kieran.
And then the second lie...
Just let him respond, Councillor, just let him respond. Go on, Kieran.
Okay, there have been two lies of this information. One put out within a few hours of our action by two government ministers that we said we assaulted and hospitalised a member of the Garda, Sheikh Connor. That Garda got up on the stand in three trials under oath and said no assault took place and no hospitalisation took place, that we actually comforted him and that we were quite non-violent to him. That has never been retracted by Seamus Brennan or the other minister who compromised our ability to have a fair trial in Ireland. Secondly, the Irish Times put on the front page that we cost the Irish taxpayer $2.5 million. In our third trial, it became obvious that too was a fallacy. These are two techniques to compromise our ability to have a fair trial. We were put on trial three times. We were under bail conditions for 3.5 years. We always turned up to court, always turned up to sign on, etc.
But who is actually going to cover the cost, Kieran? Is it the American government?
The American government spends $1 billion on this war. It's $2.5 million is pocket change to them. It might mean $2.5 million might look a lot to you and me, but $2.5 million to the Pentagon that takes 50% of the federal tax is nothing.
Could you ask the question, please? The damage to the airplanes were covered by the Americans. The damage to the Arienta property were covered by the Irish government, which represent the Irish people.
If the Irish government did pick up that tab, it shows you how sycophantic they are. And that the policy that they are pursuing and the complicity in this illegal war
is
not coming from a mandate of the people of Clare. They are taking their orders from Washington, D.C. and London. And, you know, the only two countries that are still proactively supporting this war in old Europe, as Rumsfeld would like to define it, is Denmark with a token force in Iraq, and the Irish government supplying the refueling at Shannon.
So do we actually, at the end of the day, do we actually know who covered the bill?
That is a total side issue to this discussion. In our third trial, it became very apparent that the Pentagon, of course, picked up the bill. And, whenever they deploy military equipment overseas, they basically have a detached approach to it. They don't think they'll ever see it again. Okay, they're spending $1 billion a week on this war, $2.5 million, and risking alienating, you know, the Irish government by saying you pick up the bill is not worth it to them. This is an Irish government that goes to the White House in a very grovelling fashion every St. Patrick's Day and delivers the imperial foot tithe of a bowl of shamrock.
Okay, but now, what about the hangar, Kieran? Do we know who picked up the bill for the hangar?
bit, because they've got just bounding on the ridiculous.
Well, the cost of the hangar is what we were looking at.
The question: who funded the repair to the damage to the hangar itself, not the plane?
Apparently, we're accused of a crime in doing that damage. We've been found not guilty of any crime.
That is not the question I asked.
Do I know who covered the cost of the hangar, Ciarán?
Well, it's in our third trial. I don't wish to hear about the trials.
I want an answer to that question.
Are you talking about the 100 euros for the window?
I'm not. I'm talking about any damage done to Irish property, not the airplane. Well,
that will be the hangar and the fence.
If you're losing any sleep, I'll give you the 100 bucks for the euro, okay? For the window, and we'll move the.
That's most magnanimous of you, most gracious of you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll come off the side issue for just a second. I want to come off the side issue because I want to wrap it up. Just describe more in more detail the non-violent direct action that's going to be used to close the airport, Ciarán.
Okay.
In the context of 40 Gardaí being down there to defend it.
Well, some of it will be a surprise, but the timing of when we do it will be a surprise. We have a commitment to no property damage during this action. Mm-hmm. So it'll be more like blockading and occupying. But we hope that we won't have to do this action, that the government will do like the Italian government and the Spanish government, pull out of this war and make Shannon not a likely terrorist target, and a war that has come home to London and to Madrid and to Australian tourists in Bali and to Washington, D.C. and New York. We're very concerned about people in Shannon. We think Shannon is a very likely target in this war that is escalating in Iraq and expanding into Lebanon, into London, into Madrid. And we think the government should seriously think about its own citizens and the threat to that. There was a U.S. consultant here published on the weekend that said the Irish people are oblivious to the real danger they are in. Obviously, he was trying to sell his consultancy services, but that is true, that this is a war that, unlike Vietnam, has come home to the centers that are waging it. And as Peter Ustinov said, war is the terrorism of the rich. Terrorism is the war of the poor. We are very, very involved in a war that is totally out of control, that the Americans are losing in Iraq, the British are losing in Afghanistan, and we've got to wake up to that.
Okay. Councillor, a final comment from yourself. What action would you like to see to prevent this non-violent direct action we hear about?
I would like to accept the basic edicts of democracy. And I mean, he talked there about France and Denmark. I would say Germany were one of the main countries against the facilitation of the war program, even at UN level initially. And now Germany are the main beneficiaries, Hahn Airport and Prestwick, but Hahn mainly, since their action kind of diverted some of the traffic from Shannon. So what I would like to see is these people, if they have this underhanded threat of coming in the dead of night or coming unannounced he or his activists would take non-violent action to close the airport. I say, how dare he come into this country and suggest that he and his non-violent direct action group would close Shannon Airport? This is a serious. It's a serious situation developing and being fed and fostered by this group, whoever they are. I don't know who gave them their mandate. And the fact that 100,000 people, I don't want to go back over it again, the fact that 100,000 people march in the streets, naturally, and you'll get a million people to walk in the streets against a war. But I mean, there is a basic process of democracy which by they can apply themselves to if they feel confident enough to get a mandate. If they do, and if they do manage to change the thinking of any government, whether it be this government or any future government, then so be it. We're all Democrats, we will abide by that. But until such time, if they wish to come and try and run our country for us, they should abide by the rules and regulations of this country and the basic edicts of democracy.
Okay, Councillor Peter Constand and Ciarán O'Reilly, thank you both very much for joining us on Morning Focus this morning. 1850-400-964 is the number if you'd like to give us a call. Mike says it's an offence to people in this area to have to listen to Ciarán O'Reilly at a time when Shannon Airport's future is under threat. The people of the Midwest deserve more than to have to deal with this type of movement. Tommy says we're after winning a Tidy Town Award. Would it not be nicer to talk about that than hangers in Shannon? We'll be talking about it after the coming break. And just to mention to you, anyone who does ring the comment line to give a comment, the comment won't be read out if you hang up before giving your name. So just keep that in mind. We'll take a break.
With HSF Health Plan, contribution rates start from as little as €13 a month. Call 1890 473 473.
There's something that's been baffling me since I told Mr. Brennan. Go on, sissy. Why do people always squeeze bread when they're shopping? They squeeze it to make sure it's...
Very welcome back to Morning Focus. Tom texts to say, with all the heightened security in Shannon Airport, management would want to cut the airport police force instead of increasing it. They will carry the can if anything happens. And a Kilkee listener says, Peter is right. We're all anti-war, but to damage planes in this fashion is totally unacceptable. How dare those lawbreakers commit such crimes in our country? Just to remind you again, if you are texting us, please do give us a name so that we can read it out on air. Now, 1850 400 964 is the number. And Monica says she's sick of listening to Kieran O'Reilly spouting nonsense on Clare FM. She says she doesn't know how much more she can take. Well, we're moving on to some very good news for the county. We hear that Kilrush has been awarded a silver medal in the National Tidy Towns competition, and Ennis was announced as Ireland's tidiest large urban centre, which was a new category introduced for towns with a population of over 15,000. With us on the line is Fiona Mooney, Kilrush Town Clerk, and also with us is Triona McInerney of the